welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXOradio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You are listening to your weekly wellness radio. Let's talk about it. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUVO 88.7 Audio Being With. Today we have a really good show. We have two guests, but we are actually, we have a major guest and a guest. Let me introduce you to Brian Mellon.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. It's good to be here.
Good morning. And we have Esther Castillo, who is the clinician and what is it, mental health, what is your title?
Mental health counselor, MFT intern.
Good morning. And you're going for your doctorate, too.
Yeah, I'm in the process of doing my doctorate.
Awesome. Good for you. And also you have a certification in
drug and alcohol.
Drug and alcohol.
Through the CAR program.
Through the CAR program. So, helpful. So today, tell me just a little bit about yourself, Brian.
Well, I'm 32 years old, and I'm in a wheelchair. Mm-hmm. The reason I'm in a wheelchair is I attempted suicide under the influence of methamphetamine 8 years ago. And I'm married, expecting my first child, and very involved in activities with youth, and started a new activity helping the elderly in the convalescent homes, doing different events for them. And I'm a member of Christ Community Church, where I attend, and I also work underneath the pastor there, Pastor Walter, mm-hmm. and do a lot of different things, donating my time, trying to help wherever I could. Mm-hmm. I have the heart for the valley to have a full functioning suicide prevention hotline. That would be a little bit more than what we're seeing. We do have that now, but just a little bit more specifically for suicide prevention. And that's what I'm going to be working on this next year, trying to see who I can network with to get something like that going.
And you mentioned to me that you're taking classes on alcohol and drugs.
Yes, I'm also taking classes at IBC, which I haven't taken for a while. I have two more classes, but I took a semester off. It's been 3 years since I've been back, so I need to get back and finish that. But
get certified.
Get certified.
Because I have to.
Mm-hmm. Without the condition and MFT and PhD and all that stuff.
So what is your goal for your GA?
You know what, just to... We all know the effects of drugs, but just to give you a more in-depth detail from someone that lived it, experience, especially of what methamphetamine will do to you, will do to your body, will do to your brain. And I think we are going to talk about what they call a drug-induced psychosis, which is under the influence of drugs. It would mimic a mental illness. So I see that quite frequently in counseling and interviewing and talking to people in the streets where they sober up and they don't have a mental illness. So it's kind of tricky because a lot of times people that are familiar with it will treat them for a mental illness when their problem's not really a mental illness, it's mm-hmm. drug addiction. And they need to get down to that bottom line first, because you could give them all the pills in the world, but if they continue using drugs, mm-hmm. they will continue to have a mental illness. But as I've seen, the majority of the time, especially with methamphetamine, it will give them the symptoms of schizophrenia or bipolar, which is the one that I was with drug-induced mm-hmm. psychosis. So bipolar, I would be laughing 1 second, crying the next, mad the next, and didn't know what to do with my emotions, and thought I was crazy, which that was all because of drugs, because I don't need any psychological medication these days.
Esther, what are you seeing in your profession?
Pretty much what Brian has mentioned, we do see clients that were exactly, it's kind of literally looking for the egg or the chicken. A lot of clients will come in mimicking symptoms of depression and anxiety, and sometimes it has to do with a lot of the drugs induced or what they're taking. I will try to explore what is it they're really feeling, when did they start using drugs, how did it all start, mm-hmm. and pretty much we try to get them sober up, try to get them to get an alcohol medication, and then get them to where the medication kind of get to the bottom, kind of what Brian mentioned. A lot of times, what clients will do is they will do the cycles. They will mimic the depression, they will mimic anxiety, and pretty much a lot of the drugs they take.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KGVO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.